I know what you're thinking. It's just a string. A small, insignificant piece of red string right beside a pair of scissors. But it's so much more than that. I'd tell you why, except I want to ask you something first. This is just between you and me. No one else is around, so you can relax and answer me truthfully. Before I ask, though, I want you to do something else for me. Think about a person that you've lost. Someone that you have been separated from. Whether recently or if it's been more than a few years since then. Got it? Okay. Try to think about the circumstances that separated you two from each other. Can you remember it? Do you remember how you felt? What were you doing before it happened? Just take a moment for yourself to think about it. All good? Now, what was it exactly that made you two so close, perhaps even inseparable? Try and go through those memories the best you can. And if you can't pinpoint the exact moment, well then that's fine too. We're all made of memories, and sometimes it's the buildup of every memory you've shared together that makes people seem all the more precious to us. Done? Good. Then let me finally ask you the main question I brought up earlier. Have you ever struggled with letting people go before? If the answer is yes, then I get it. Really, I do. In fact, it says a lot about your bond if doing so has crossed your mind before. It means that you care about them so much that you'd seriously think about your relationship with such sincerity. And if your answer is no, then maybe think about it this way. Has there ever been a time where you thought you might lose someone else? Yeah, I thought that might do the trick. Honestly, that isn't something you really need to worry about. Even if you did want to let them go, or if you've been worried about the chances of being separated from them someday, well, it's futile. Why? Because of the string around your finger. Curious? I figured, but I'll expand on that a little bit later. I want you to grab the scissors beside it. Well, how does it feel? What do you want to do with it? You're pretty easy to read. Are the intrusive thoughts telling you to just the string because why not? It's tempting, I know. But what if I told you that that string was what connected you to the person you thought of earlier? That at the other end of it lies the person that is dear to your heart. Would you still be tempted then? Ah, so we're hesitating now, are we? Well, it doesn't really matter if you do end up cutting it. Because even then, it won't break. Metaphorically, of course. Not a lot of people know this, but there's a legend from Chinese mythology that says that the gods tied an invisible red string around those who are destined to be together. And although it may stretch or tangle over time, it'll never break, no matter what. There's many different versions of this belief, but all of them pretty much say that our encounters have never been accidental, but part of whatever it is that makes life, well, meaningful. You see, something simple like string can stand for something as important as our connections to the people we care about. There's a lot of meaning to the mundane. In fact, I could argue that most of the magic lies in the simple things around us. They're familiar for a reason. Do you remember those scissors from earlier? Yeah? Could you pick it up again? Good. What now, you ask? Well, I want you to cut the string whilst thinking about the person at the other end of it. I know it might be hard, especially after all I've told you about what one string could represent. But I'm asking you to trust me. It won't be easy, but I can count you down, okay? Three, two, one. So, how do you feel? Do you feel less close to the person you thought of earlier? Have you forgotten them entirely? No, right? I guess it was never about learning how to let go, but instead learning to accept that just because someone's gone doesn't mean they're no longer with you, or that the string between the two of you is no longer tied to them anymore. Not really. No. A part of them will live on within you, existing in your memories, or in that fabled red string that you now know about. Or maybe even in that piece of knotted string that's still wrapped around your finger. Every time you see it on your desk, or find it tucked away inside a little drawer a couple years from now, I want you to do something. It's not much, not at all. All I'm asking is one thing. Remember.